More than 220,000 people have died of COVID-19 in the U.S., and each person has a name and a story. So we're going to bring you one now from Kentucky. Denise Price is a mental health counselor who lives in Louisville. She and several of her family members contracted COVID-19 in August and have since recovered. But her 90-year-old father, Everett Pike, unfortunately did not survive. He passed away last month. Denise, welcome to you. I know your wound is still very fresh, so thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Peter.
And I know that asking a daughter to talk about her dad in this way can be a daunting thing. How do you sum up a life, right? But could you tell me about your dad a little bit?
Yes. My dad was 90. He had been to the doctor in February, and his doctor had told him that he would probably outlive him, the doctor, that he could be the poster boy for senior citizens, that he had, at 90 years of age, he had the health of a healthy 50-year-old man. So my dad was very active. He went to church 4 times a week. He had a lot of male friends. He belonged to 2 beagle clubs and still raised beagles. We live on a farm. 3 of my brothers live on this farm. It's about 80 acres with my parents. They're just a minute in walking distance. But my dad still had some livestock and tended to that every day. He was in good health until COVID hit us.
Well, and it's amazing how active Everett was. You say he rode a stationary bike 5 miles and cut 5 acres of grass on the day that he went to the hospital. What happened?
Well, there were 6 of us that had COVID, and we all had very similar symptoms, just a very low-grade fever. And in fact, our fevers were so low, enough to make you uncomfortable. But several of us thought we just had sinus infections or something because it was such a low-grade fever. And my dad's symptoms were exactly the same. But my brother, who lives on the property, was faithfully taking my dad's temperature and taking his oxygen saturations with the meter we had. And on the day that my dad had already been on his bike, had already cut the grass, he came in. And my brother took his oxygen saturations, and they had dropped to 88, which, if they ever drop below 90, it's a serious concern, and you should get medical help. It took us about an hour to persuade him, coerce him, into going to the hospital. He said, "I know how this ends. I'll never be back again." The other thing that I didn't mention, Peter, about my dad is that he was a retired police officer. So my dad was a very brave and strong man, but he was afraid to go to the hospital. But we, again, persuaded him to go. So that was the beginning of our nightmare.
And unfortunately, your father's prediction was right. He did not make it back. And this is the sort of thing that we've seen with this virus where, you know, you mentioned you have a big family. It ripped through your family. You got sick. Your mom got sick. Your brothers got sick. Do you know how the virus got in?
Yes. My brother that lives on the property, he's the sibling. We all have assigned responsibilities to help, you know, with my parents' home. My dad was very independent, as I said, but we tried to pitch in and help with my mom. My one brother takes care of all of her medical appointments, and she had an annual appointment, and my brother took her to that appointment, and when they got into the waiting room, there was no social distancing or spacing, and there were 3 patients that didn't have on masks. My brother says one of the biggest regrets of his life is that he just didn't say to mom, "Come on, we're going to leave." But he didn't. Who would have guessed that this would have happened?
Well, and thank God your mom made it through. But how is she coping with all of this? She has dementia. Does she know what's going on?
That's a good question. You know, out of all of us that had COVID, she is the most unhealthy, and she survived it, which we are so grateful for. With her dementia, She doesn't tend to get emotionally responsive when we say he passed. She may say something like, well, when is Jesus going to come take me back to be with your dad?
How are you doing?
It is so difficult. You know, what I present is not what I'm feeling inside. It's so hard. I've been helped a great deal, as has the other members of my family, by some Facebook COVID support groups we've joined. The one that I participate in most is called COVID-19 Loss and Support for Family and Friends. And the biggest majority of us didn't really get to say goodbye to our loved one. We didn't get to support them, hover over them, nurture them. And that is just really, really hard to live with.
It is horrible. And you do sound strong, and you know you don't have to be. I hate to ask you this next question. I truly do, because this is your father's life that we're talking about, but there are so many other people who died in this country of COVID-19. And this election that's happening right now, where it's sort of a referendum on where we are as a country, who will lead us in the response to this pandemic, is however long it lasts. What's your reaction to the way President Trump has handled this?
Well, fortunately, you have just moved me from a point of tears to a point of anger. So thank you for that, Peter. And I guess this is a safe format to say this, that I think Mr. Trump is responsible for the great losses that we have suffered. He is our commander in chief, and he has not only grossly failed to step up and put practices and policies in place to protect us from COVID. He's done just the opposite. He minimizes COVID. He discounts COVID. And so consequently, we have this huge number of people that admire him, worship him, and they follow his recommendations. I won't call him president. I never have. I could say that he murdered my dad, or he contributed in killing my father and the other 220,000 precious lives that have been lost. We have a leader who influences so many people, and you just start to feel hopeless and feel despaired about it.
Well, Denise, I know you're not running away from those emotions. In fact, you almost literally wear them on your sleeve. I've seen a picture of you wearing a mask that says,
yes,
that my father died of COVID-19. Which is quite a message to receive at the grocery store and quite the message to send to people. So you're not running away from this.
Thank you. We are trying to increase people's awareness. You know, I told my kids and my siblings that all change begins with one small action. So I wrote a petition and put it on change.org. The second step is the face mask. We're going to start wearing them probably by Friday, tomorrow, Saturday. And so the intention is that, you know, to the rest of the world that haven't experienced this, I want people to see my dad was not a number. He's not an abstract concept. He's not a nobody. This was a man who was a father that had a life, that was an important human being. And COVID took that from him and from us.
And his name was Everett Pike. Denise,
yes,
Price.
And we called him Boone. Mm-hmm.
Denise Price is the daughter, a COVID survivor, who knows the pain of this disease firsthand. Thank you so much for your time, and we wish you peace.
Thank you, Peter.